News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all his help and hard work. Traffic-wise, we haven't developed any slowdowns anywhere right now, so we're keeping an eye on traffic. We had a gum-up yesterday in Duncannon, and that was all clear by mid-morning or so yesterday. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Mark.
You've been coming back every month with important updates about things that have to be brought up and talked about, whether it's road safety or traffic volumes or Lewisburg studies or Walk It, Bike It monthly meetings. Now, these public programs have been happening. Real quickly, review what your public programs have been all about in terms of your bicycling and pedestrians.
Sure. We've actually introduced this year in response to popular demand. We had done some public meetings and people wanted more information, more sort of bike culture stuff happening. So we have started doing things the first Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. We started in January with a program at the public library about the new regional bicycle and pedestrian plan. Then in February, we had a program on rail trails of Pennsylvania, sort of insight from a local here talking about what works, what's worth the drive, and things like that. This month, we talked about what I titled Bicycle Wonderland USA, about fantastic bike infrastructure in Minneapolis and much of Minnesota. And then next month, we have today's guests talking about the new Interscholastic mountain bike teams that's competitive cycling at the middle school and high school level.
All right, so one quick step back because you caught me, you had me at Wonderland.
Yep.
Could we have an ideal region when it comes to biking in the years and decades ahead?
Well, actually, you know, we are a wonderland in some ways already, right? We have amazing natural settings. The unpaved race comes here because of our existing infrastructure, right? We have this fantastic system of country roads, rural roads, forest roads, trails.
And a welcoming community.
And a welcoming community. And what we need to do is up our game in other ways and ideally bring that sort of small town hospitality to our roads, really be sort of open, welcoming, understanding of, you know, the needs of cyclists and how we are all part of a transportation system together.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that as time goes on, because really some of the fabulous opportunities that we have around here are being realized with the help of two of the guests that are here. Brian S. Allman is here. Of course, you would know him as one of the landscape architects around here who's helping move forward some of the big municipal projects and helping to do studies and making sure that sort of smart advancing of landscape and pedestrian and roadway activities happens in our community. Brian S. Allman Landscape Architecture is his business. He's one of the coaches, though, for the Buffalo Valley Composite MTB, the mountain bike team around here, and he recently got a certification from the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. So thanks for coming back, Brian. Always appreciated to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Mark. Thanks.
Move one inch closer to that mic, if you would. And Alan Mercuri, we're meeting him for the first time, but lots of students in computer science at Bucknell already know him, and so do lots of people coming the other way on local bike trails and on the mountains around here. He's an avid mountain biker, and he's one of these National Interscholastic Cycling Association trained and certified individuals, and he's a coach for this composite team as well. So nice to meet you, Alan. Thanks
nice
for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Really super to see you. This is all germane because these mountain bike teams are popping up.
Yeah, this is really part of having a more expansive and extensive bike culture in the area. You know, biking isn't just one thing. When we talk about, I talk a lot about active transportation and getting people involved in, you know, moving themselves around for daily activity and errands, but it's also about integrating bikes into all aspects of life. It could be your recreation, it could be your school, sport, you know, and just approaching the world with a two-wheeled mindset. And these guys are really key to that.
Right, and Brian, this has to be brought up and talked about in a community. You know, let's suppose we never have any of these conversations. Well, maybe PennDOT or a forward-thinking town might do something, but it's got to be brought up, planned about, in some cases fought for, and funding's got to be secured.
Yeah, I mean, these are community planning projects, and you really have to be thinking a decade out with getting on PennDOT's plan, PennDOT's time frame as far as reconfiguring our roadways and making, you know, safety changes. There's small things you can do, and I think that's what Walk It Bike It has been doing, is just raising awareness. But yeah, when you change the fundamental infrastructure of a community, then you really have to be thinking a decade out.
Right.
Same. Well, and we want to talk about improving the infrastructure rather than changing it. A lot of people hear the word change and they're like, you're just making it worse. And really, ideally, what we're doing, actually, improvements for walking and biking typically make things safer for drivers as well. And that's really critical for us to understand that, we're all part of the same transportation system and we're interrelated. PennDOT itself is sort of focusing more on this now and wants us, through the PennDOT Connects program. Even communities that aren't thinking about this are going to be asked to think about this on a regular basis. And I think we're a little bit ahead of the curve, which is great.
All right. And bikes can be a blast. And you're here to talk a little bit about that. So encouraging young people to do more mountain biking, that's one of the things you do, Alan?
Yeah, definitely. That's the whole point of the mountain bike teams in the area. Our goal is to just get more kids on bikes, give them opportunities to ride. We have taken some training to help them be better riders, to actually ride on some of the trails here.
And if we start in the high school, these young people, interscholastic teams, these individuals will pick it up. They'll think bike all the time.
That's our goal. Yeah, we want to make them lifelong bikers.
Okay, and then when they become even more productive members of the community or work in the community or go to school somewhere and then come back here, in many cases, the biking will be sort of part of their mindset, not just for recreation. Nodding doesn't work. Anybody, sorry. We're not in front of the class.
Yeah, no, definitely. The goal is get them on bikes, riding comfortable. I think sometimes to show them the opportunities that are around in the area to bike is what they need. Their parents may not be mountain bikers, but they might have the interest, and we can get them out on trails. If they want to be competitive, we can also get them to races. They can have fun and have, on the bike.
All right. What is serious mountain biking? I see you guys light up when I start to talk about it. What is that we're talking about?
Well, I think the Interscholastic League is really something that has taken off. This is the fifth year for the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Cycling League, sometimes called PICCL. And so 5 years, and we are working on 45 teams across the state. We have several teams locally, team in Center County, team in Lycoming County, a Danville-based team, and ours in the Buffalo Valley. So this has really taken off in the last 5 years, and I think the league expects somewhere between 900 and 1,000 riders for this fall season. So we started out small. We had 3 riders last year. We're hoping to grow. I'd love to have somewhere between 5 and 10 riders this upcoming season. It's a co-ed sport from middle school to high school. So right now we're looking for current 5th through 11th graders that would be interested in riding this fall. So practices start in July.
And to be part of a team.
Yes, it's a team event, and practices start in fall, and all levels are invited. So there are folks that are really into the competitive side of it, but there's many other aspects of the sport that's really, really intriguing, I think, for a diversity of riders. If the competition is your thing, there's definitely competition. If you just want to become a better rider and you just like riding a bike, there's something for you. And I think one of the exciting aspects here is the community side of it, that you actually score points for your team and for yourself by volunteering your time in maintaining local trails. So I think Pennsylvania was really a pioneer in this, and now it's being adopted at the national level, that's part of this point scoring. So kids are not only just riding, they're going out and helping maintain and build trails in their local community. community. And there's different ways to contribute. So,
Alan, what's the process of getting involved? If a parent or is thinking, well, maybe my son or daughter might be interested in this, or a young person is listening. We do have about a half a dozen young people out there today on WKOK.
Right. So there are a number of ways to get more information. I think the best way is we're having information sessions at the Union County Library in Lewisburg, March 17th, April 16th, May 18th. So,
well, plus also the April 7th Walk It, Bike It program also will
so
be
we have
this.
Lots of meetings you can come to and get information. We also have a website at bvmtb.org. That has links to a contact us form so we can put you on our email list and send out information to you. We also have a Facebook page that you can join. It's the Buffalo Valley Composite Mountain Bike Team Facebook page. You do have to join the group, but even if you just want to find information, feel free to anyone to just join up.
Did I get that? BVMTB.org?
Yes, that's
Buffalo correct. Valley Mountain Bike.org. And these fellows are going to be brought up and talked about and present at your next public meeting.
Correct. So, those are the first Tuesdays for us. So, that'll be April 7th at the public library at 7 p.m. And they're actually our final winter program for that. And then once we get to May, we're going to use that first Tuesday at 7 p.m. time slot for public rides. And that'll be, that's an opportunity to get out and on a bike, but for people who are a little bit less gung-ho than the mountain bike team and team parent and coach potential crowd, we're going to do fairly tame rides. We're going to start at Earl's in May and ride out to right out towards Vicksburg and then back round trip. People who are going a little slower might not get all the way to Vicksburg and back in the course of an hour and a half. And then in June, we're actually going to make it start at Earl's and head towards the river, and it's going to be a hidden Lewisburg bike tour. So that'll also be sort of, we do those fairly slowly, but it's a chance to be on a bike. I have to say I did participate in at least one, maybe two, of the mountain bike practices. It was really challenging, but also really fun. Basically, if there are people who are going to be a little bit more introductory riders, I would be able to help with them. but I am not qualified for the more advanced stuff, but it's really fantastic to see the things these guys can do.
All right, we're going to take a break from this segment, but we're going to come back and talk more about this subject and dig further into the rest of the public programs and Wonderland, right? I really would love to know a little bit more. You know, what does a Wonderland look like when it comes to riding bicycle or being a pedestrian? How does that town look? So we'll talk about that in our next segment.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with Samantha Pearson, the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Brian Allman is here. He's a professional landscape architect, not so much in helping you adjust the bushes in front of your house, although I have a couple problematic shrubs I'd like to talk to you about.
Sorry.
You don't do too much of that. But really, big projects and helping communities really do smart growth and determine how to properly use the existing land and streamways. We saw him really working hard to make sure that the Buffalo Creek rebuilding thingamabob, what's that called?
Bull Run Greenway.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's a big, big project that's just going to be a huge asset to the town when it's all said and done. But it's advanced a great deal because of Brian's work. He's also one of the coaches for the Buffalo Valley Composite Mountain Bike Team. He's an avid mountain biker, and he's trained by the National Interscholastic Cycling Association and certified. Alan Mercurius here. You know him as a professor at Bucknell University in the computer science team. He, too, avid mountain biker, certified and trained by this National Interscholastic Cycling Association. So, Walk It, Bike It, Lewisburg. Let's kind of visit that at the beginning and the end of our segment here. You have a display at the public library for Union County.
We're going to. We've been offered one of the display cases in the lobby of the public library for Union County on Reitz Boulevard. We're basically going to have info about road safety initiatives and laws, and also certainly we'll be featuring the calendar of events for the mountain bike team as well. So people will be able to check in there when they come, say, for our April info session, or April public program, which will be an info session about the mountain bike team. They'll be able to see additional dates for that, and also other rides that are and events that will be happening later in the year. I mean, we're going to have our Walk It, Bike It stuff in there too, like River Road Holiday, Arts Festival, Bike Valet, things like that. But, you know, there's really going to be quite a calendar lineup.
All right, well, this will be an opportunity for folks to be reminded of some of the things we've talked about, this sort of the, not the steer clear, but the 4-foot rule.
Exactly. Oh, that's going to figure, we're talking life size. We're going to have a 4-foot rule graphic that will be, the 4 feet will be 4 feet wide. I'm so excited.
Okay, and you're going to have a lifetime display of a Bucknell student flat as a pancake, because they will cross the intersections anywhere in Lewisburg.
No, well, it is true that we're trying for a mannequin, but we're probably going to have a cutout. But it's not trying to be someone like steamrolled. It's just going to be, you know, like for holding the helmet and display jersey.
Okay. All right. So that's the part of the display.
And that's all part of 30 Days of Biking, which is April. It's a hashtag 30 Days of Biking, trying to get people out on their bikes every day in April, just even for a little bit, as they prepare and gear up for May, which is Bike Month.
Okay. Well, I could ride my bike to work, I guess, I suppose. If I'd have to start about
that's
4 o'clock or
big
so.
Big hill.
Right, right, and then take a shower. So, but all right, so 30 Days of Biking is coming up in April, and you have a meeting on April 7th at the library at 7 p.m. That's one of your public meetings, and we are going to be at that meeting talking with the men who are here right now about this mountain biking interscholastic group. So this is high schoolers, middle schoolers to high schools that are forming teams based on counties and are practicing and competing. Brian?
That's right. The Buffalo Valley Composite, we're focusing on getting students and coaches from the Lewisburg, Milton, and Mifflinburg school districts. If you're willing to travel from Sealands Grove or Shikellamy, we'd be happy to have you, but our practices tend to be in and around, you know, Milton and the Lewisburg area. And, we're looking for, you know, middle schoolers and high schoolers, so current 5th through 11th graders that would be interested in competing in this fall's races. And we have informational sessions coming up on March 17th, April 16th, and May 18th at the Union County Library, starting at 6:30. So in addition to Sam's event on April 7th. So a lot of opportunities to come out and learn more about this sport, what it entails.
Typical practice run. What's that look like?
Yeah, we tend to practice on Monday and Wednesdays for about an hour and a half. We try to assess, you know, who the students are. Some of them play other sports. Some folks also play soccer last year, so we try to accommodate their schedule as best we could. And, you know, again, we tend to practice in the Lewisburg or Milton area, and hour and a half practices once a week. And if your skill level is up for it, we have Saturday practices out in Bald Eagle State Forest or over at Hopewell Park. So,
and that could lead to competition. What's that look like?
I think the competition's really some of the most fun part of the sport is you get to get everyone together, and this is hundreds of kids from around the whole state of Pennsylvania will come together at different locations. There are 6 competitive events at the end of the season, so beginning the last weekend in August, basically every weekend until October, there will be an event. The competitive event starts on Sunday about 8 a.m. and it runs until maybe 2 p.m. All of the kids will race with other kids in their same grade, and they split boys and girls separately. So they're all out on the trail with their own skill level, age group. It's a whole weekend event. On Saturday, the day before the competitive event, is what's called an adventure ride. So that's a non-competitive ride for students that want to be out, be part of the team, but don't necessarily want to race. They get to go out and ride on some trails. There are some sort of like team building activities along with the mountain biking. So it's just a whole like family event, family friendly event.
And this is more than a little bit of fun?
I really think it's great. Like I said, I don't really have a background in mountain biking, but, you know, it's something you can try, and my bike works well enough for that, or I have a bike that will do for that with a little bit of grip on the tires, and, I think it's officially a hybrid. But, you know, they're also working with a local bike shop, so people do need to have a bike. They need to be able to ride a bike to do the mountain bike team. But I think some of the bike shops will cut you a deal on getting your bike.
Okay, yeah. So there are a couple options for discounts with the national organization. There is an agreement with Trek. Team members get 25% off, and our local Trek dealers, Brookside Bikes in Mifflinburg, so they definitely know about the team. They are able to tell you what kind of bike it would be best for your kids. Also, if you're in Lewisburg, the Giant in Lewisburg Earls Bikes, he is offering a 20% discount on bikes for team members. So there's definitely ways to get in and get discounts.
I'm 16.
You have to join the team.
Oh, right.
Or be a coach.
Yeah, holy smokes, 20%. Well, that's super. Earl's reasonable anyway, so this really helps out. And Brookside Bikes, it's a good place to visit, so I've been there. So, all right, so these trails and competitions, if you want more information, bvmtb.org, Buffalo Valley Mountain Bike, .org is the way to get more information about that. You want more young people to get involved, and you don't necessarily have to come from the county. Where that gets the namesake of the team. You can be from Northumberland County and join the Union County team if you so choose, or maybe join the Center County team if you want to menace somebody on the Union County side during competitions or something like that. But you can do so. Any good trails around here? If you want to go on a decent trail, where do you go, Brian?
Well, I think that's one of the beauties of this sport. We start with entry-level riders and get you to a basic skill level where you're able to go out and explore the local trails. If you go into Bald Eagle State Forest or over Weiser State Forest, I mean, these are more technical trails. So I think the skills that we give young riders is the entree point for being able to safely go out and explore our regional trails. And we've got some great ones. The trail system in Bald Eagle State Forest keeps evolving. You know, I'm a member of the Bald Eagle Mountain Bike Association, too. So we do a lot of volunteer work on maintaining those trails, keeping them open with the down trees. And then there's my favorite trails are probably in Weiser State Forest, the Natalie area, little village of Natalie. Just fantastic riding over there. A trail system that's evolved over the last 20 years. So that's all part of the process here. Get you some basic skills and give you the ability to go out and explore these things on your own.
More hidden gems around here. We hear about it all the time. We hear about hidden Lewisburg every time Sam tells us about one of these great tours. There will be a hidden Lewisburg bicycle tour in June, the first Tuesday in June, when WIBI has the public meeting. The first Tuesday in May will involve a short ride, about 8 miles or so. Well, some call it short. I'd call it reasonable, I guess.
Okay.
Something like that. But your very next meeting is when the Interscholastic team will be talked about on April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Public Library for Union County.
I think it's April 7th.
7th, okay.
The first Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yep, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately.
Yep, that's what it is. Yeah,
okay.
Because the April Fool's Day is the first of the month, and that's a Wednesday. So.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the future meetings. We talked a tiny bit about Wonderland. What does a Wonderland look like if you're on a bicycle?
Well, so like I said, you can have a Wonderland in the forest here, but I was talking this week about Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they have amazing bike infrastructure. I went through all of the different ways that can look. It can be off-road trails. It can be next to road trails, it can be cycle tracks, it can be bike paths, it can be bike lanes, it can be a bike culture that's really comprehensive and bike racks everywhere, and it can also be policy that really places pedestrians and bikes at the forefront, understanding that everyone benefits when that's the case. The drivers do better as well.
All right, so that's going to be an opportunity we're going to try to achieve locally, right?
We want to try to integrate a lot of these things here where we can, where it makes sense.
Well, I'd love to see it. I love to bike ride around here, but it's always a situation where you just have to stay super sharp around here.
Well, the Finnish have a saying that the cyclists rely on the cars for their safety, and we'd like to be able to rely on our neighbors.
Yeah, sound advice. Boy, that works. I like that. So we appreciate that. So cars, we're depending on you. So don't kill us, I guess, is, would be the other way to word it. Thank you so much. Anything else to say about all these important topics?
I'm just excited that we're having so much bike culture to share with people. And hope people, you know, we had 17 people come out for our winter cross trail challenge at the end of last month. And I think that this is just the beginning of something beautiful.
Thank you much. Samantha Pearson, Brian Allman, and Dr. Alan McCurry here today.